In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view. Here's Elizabeth.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking today about the response of some high school students to my book called Passion and Purity. This is a book that seeks to help young people, mainly single people I had in mind, to bring their love life or their desire for a love life under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The framework of the story is actually my experience of falling in love with a man and when I was a college student back in 1948. The man was Jim Elliott. He was in the next class down. I was a senior. He was a junior. I fell in love with him, and he with me. He believed that God might be calling him to remain single, perhaps for the rest of his life, but at any rate, at least until he had had opportunity to experience jungle missionary work alone, and then he would have a chance to assess whether or not marriage might be a hindrance or an asset. So it was a long discipline, a long separation. We had no commitment to each other. I thought I was to go to Africa, and Jim had said to me, "You just go right ahead. If God wants to bring us together, he knows how to do that, but I'm not going to ask you to marry me, and I'm not even going to ask you to wait for me." At any rate, the point of the book is virginity is a priceless gift. It's an irreplaceable gift. And sexual activity, according to God's word, is limited to marriage, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. My files are full of letters from young people who wish that they had read that book sooner. Then they say, "My life wouldn't have been in such a mess." I read the tragic stories of broken hearts, broken lives, abortions, single parenthood, young people who were never taught, perhaps because their parents were baby boomers who swept all the rules off the boards, but they were never taught, they never even heard of the possibility of abstinence. Well, there's a very wise high school teacher named Charles Zaffini. I'm sorry that I don't have the name of the school where he taught, but Mr. Zaffini has a number of times sent me the papers that his students have written. He requires them to read Passion and Purity and to write a paper on it. So I have brought along three of these papers from these high school students, and we'll see if we can get through more than one in this program. The first one is from a young man student. He says, "In the world today, sex is seen as the ultimate pleasure for our lives. Because of this false connotation, sex is often avoided by our preachers and teachers. Talking about sex seems sinful, even though sex was given to us by God. The problem in our world today is not sex itself, but it is the misuse of sex in our lives. Sex is holy if it is under the conditions God meant it to be. Sex is from God, it exists for God, and it should be centered in God." Mrs. Elliott points out that our generation is forfeiting the sanctity of sex by making out and sleeping around. Mrs. Elliott is trying to influence our generation to be careful instead of careless, and pure instead of frivolous in our morality. Throughout her book, Passion and Purity, Elizabeth Elliott stresses that our sexual desires need to be handed over to God. This is extremely hard for us in our world today because of our educational and media environment, which focuses on man instead of God. The world tells us to do what we want, while God says, "Give me your desires." God wants us to wait for his way and his time instead of our way and our time. God's way is chastity throughout our lives, which means abstaining from unlawful sexual activity. That means abstention from sexual activity before marriage and marital faithfulness after marriage. Another point Elizabeth Elliot articulates in the book is the idea of the mystery of sexuality. Through the mystery of sexuality, everything about your mate is not revealed all at once. It's revealed slowly by progressive stages of knowledge and experience. Because of this slow revelation of knowledge and experience, greater joy is unveiled, which leads to ecstasy. The world we live in has no definition for the word mystery. The world tells us to do what feels good. Forget about the mystery of sexuality and enjoy it now. Salava sans dire, which is a French phrase, meaning it goes without saying. There is no question that Mrs. Elliot understood the integrity of our lives. She knows we have sexual desires. But is that wrong? No. Earlier, it was stated that we must give our sexual desires to God. That's one way we show integrity in our lives. Another way is to acknowledge the exclusive claim God has on our lives, and if God wills, also our mate. Because of integrity, we must be patient and wait for God's will and God's timing. I want you to know personally, Mr. Zaffini, that I was somewhat skeptical about reading Passion and Purity when we started it. I had just started a dating relationship with a Christian girl who probably has no idea who Elizabeth Elliot is. I had heard previous classes say how harsh the book was on drawing the line. They never really told me any of the evidences Mrs. Elliot gave to support her ideas. I just heard her ideas, and I honestly thought Mrs. Elliot was out of her mind. Anyway, I want you to know that this book has had a very positive influence on my life. Even though I do not believe exactly what Elizabeth Elliot believes all the time, we do often have the same thoughts. The idea, which is in the front of my mind, is the one of respect and honor for your mate. I have been talking with the girl I mentioned above about the topics of this book, and we have decided together where we are going to draw the line in our physical intimacy. We have decided to do nothing more than holding hands. As I read Passion and Purity, I wondered what I would think about my earlier life after marriage. Would or could I really live with myself if I had not remained pure before marriage? Would I want to tell my wife about all the girls I had kissed? Of course not. That is why I am even abstaining from kissing right now. I want to save it for my wife, if the Lord wills me a wife. That's where I see honor and respect coming in. I do not want a girl to regret going out with me if our relationship ends. I do not want my wife to regret anything we did before marriage. I see honor as holding myself back and respecting my mate because of our purity before God. Believe me, Mrs. Elliot said we would be considered odd if we remained pure. And that is so true. I've had very few dating relationships because not very many people hold fast to my Christian standards. Anyway, I am very grateful for the opportunity to read Passion and Purity. It has boosted my confidence in the Lord, and it has taught me also to remain patient. Therefore, I regard myself, as Mrs. Elliot would call it, in the holding pattern. Now, for any of you that tuned in a little late, that is a paper written for a high school class by a high school boy. Mr. Charles Zaffini requires the reading of my book, Passion and Purity. And I do thank God with all my heart for young people who are willing to be thought very odd. The Bible says, if anyone wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, he will suffer persecution. I have been thought extremely peculiar. And 1,000 years ago, when I was a college student, I was thought extremely peculiar even then. I'm an old lady now, so a lot of young people would think, oh, well, everybody thought that way back when you were young, but that's not the case. Jim Elliot and I drew the line. We didn't even hold hands. Because as we were honestly facing ourselves and trying to be absolutely clear before God, we both knew that to hold hands with a member of the opposite sex who happens to be very attractive is tempting. Holding hands is likely to lead to a squeeze, then maybe a hug, then a stronger hug, and then, of course, a kiss. And after the first kiss, the second kiss, the third kiss, maybe another kind of kissing, and you know where that leads. So my question to the young people is, why do you play along the edge of the precipice? Do you know a safe place to draw the line? This young man said that he had decided with his girlfriend to do nothing more than holding hands. I often tell young people, you have to draw the line before you find yourself in love. You have to draw the line before you find yourself in a dark place with a member of the opposite sex to whom you are attracted. It's no good deciding at that point because your emotions will be too powerful for you. You have to make the decision in the clear light of day, with cool reason, and with a warm and dedicated heart toward God. Think about what this young man has said. What would you like to happen if God gives you a husband or a wife? Surely, whether you're a man or a woman, you would want somebody who had never been to bed with anybody else, even if you yourself have slept around, played around. I do want to say, before we close, remember, if you have already given away your virginity, God will not give it back, but God will give back your purity if you confess your sin and repent of it. May God help you to do the right thing.
As Elizabeth has said, anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.